Storm signatures associated with damaging winds from multi-cells are typically associated with squall lines containing supercells and or bow echoes. Squall lines can form in a variety of ways. The structure depends largely on the shear profile. With weak to moderate shear and subsequent slower system motion, the structure of the multi-cell complex is typically two-dimensional with none of the characteristics discussed in the previous lesson. Some of these structures would include the leading edge possessing the high reflectivity cores, the trailing stratiform possessing the low reflectivity regions, movement of the line essentially with the mean wind, most reflectivity gradients along the line not extending well behind the updraft region, in other words, no bowing structures, and finally, the gust front pushing out well ahead from locations of the leading edge convection as the updraft weakens. Next, we'll show a conceptual model of a plan view of the structure.